Guten Morgen zusammen. Ich denke, die meisten hier sind kennbar dazu schon. Wir machen eine ganz kurze Ansage nur, weil wir sind schon in der Zeit und danach kommt gleich die nächste Veranstaltung. Mataji hat ein Buch über ihr Leben geschrieben, das heißt Tears of Bliss. Und das gibt es bald auch auf Deutsch. Und das ist bezeichnender Titel, finde ich, für ihr Leben. Für die letzten 40 Jahre in Indien. Und sie wird jetzt ein bisschen was von ihrem Leben über das spirituelle Leben erzählen. Mataji.
Sitting in the meditative posture, holding the spine straight and stretched out. Awareness is on the breath, deep inhalation and long exhalation. You have this beautiful chance of celebration of yoga. A celebration of the spirit, of the light, of wisdom, of beauty, of the realization of our true self, our real nature, living the best of our potential is an immense blessing what you're taking part in, is when the human being is evolving into a higher level of consciousness. We have experienced that this world is certainly the biggest mystery what is ever possible. And this mystery of this universe is beautiful in the lowest as it is in the highest. Every level of life has its beauty, its wonder, it's mystery. So that means or seems that at this moment of our level of consciousness, you're starting to experience life as a growth, as a beautiful journey from gross to light to the subtle, from the dark to desolation, misery, bondage, to the hope, the courage, the uplifting to higher levels and heights, unknown heights of happiness. A new spirituality is coming to us through the grace of yoga. The yoga which is based on the scriptures of the yogis, of these compassionate souls who have sacrificed life and lives in austerity and meditation to bring the message of truth down to the earth, down to the gross level of human life. And this, today maybe we have the chance to celebrate this festival, this new birth and a spiritual life. We feel that there is another dimension in the name of God, in the name of Krishna, and the breath, a new chance of our life has started. We are in a break. The darkness, a grayness, dissolution, hopelessness, confusion of tamas seems to be left behind. And this we have to understand. Darkness doesn't last. Maybe neither light doesn't last to go to the supreme essence. The darkness has light and light has darkness. But the two opposites are only one part of the same mystery of divine unity, of that puzzle which we have to understand and to solve in our human life. Human life is as a passage. We are half torn down by our animal nature, the gross nature, the senses, the lower centers, the attachments, the anger, the pleasure, the fight, the ego. And slowly, yoga teaches us, in 1 second, take the break. Take the awareness from the outside to your inside. And the magic appears, because everything what you are looking for, you have already inside. You don't have to buy anything. Don't have to get anything. You don't have to learn anything. How simple, how beautiful. And this is the grace what we are experiencing. And what all the scriptures say, human being is just a potential, is just a beautiful chance to lift yourself up to the spirit, to the truth of this life. Shed illusion, darkness, ignorance, and the light of wisdom. Just come to yourself. And in yoga we experience there is something deep inside what makes you completely safe, secure, complete from inside. And this is this magic of spirituality. With one breath we breathe in this light of the universe. And as soon as we becoming spiritual, that means refined in our perception, we become more purified. Just like nature, it is gross in the earth, but the higher levels of consciousness arising over the waters of the air, of the space, to the light of wisdom, to the light of the sun, and this light is transformed not in just the sun of a planet, as the sun of wisdom, the sun of happiness, the sun of your own beauty, the sun of consciousness. And there we are, that we are experiencing yoga as a secret knowledge, secret because it cannot be seen by the senses. It can only be perceived from your inner being. And therefore, yoga turns this physical life with all its beauty, with all its risk of misunderstanding, of bondage, of desires, of confusion. We turn it, shut it, leave it to the outside. And without leaving the world, we are just looking at the world in a different aspect. This is the whole secret. You're seeing by going inside the world from the inside. And the scriptures see that Raja Yoga has become the witness. Don't involve yourself, otherwise you fall under the traps of desire, likes and dislikes. Detach yourself and stay inside. And the peace of your own being, rest in yourself and watch, enjoy. Stay in the world, for the grace of the witness is only possible if you take the awareness from the outer world to your inside, and seeing the world from your inner eye. Therefore, fulfillment of spiritual life is the opening of the Avya Chakra, the eye of vision, the eyebrow center, seeing the truth, seeing of the outer limitations and bondage, but seeing its true nature, seeing its meaning, opening to wisdom, seeing its purpose, seeing its energy, not the reaction of energy. So therefore, to experience this highest, what we can experience is human life, are the higher centers of spirituality. And these higher centers, what we call secret knowledge, which is that key which opens the door to that what is our ideal. After that we don't know of anything better. We call it heaven, we call it liberation, we call it light, we call it God, we call it just this completeness of this experience of completeness. And this key is yoga, the secret knowledge, the mantras, the gurus. Therefore, whenever you start and you have a lot of ohms at this festival, it lives from om. It is supported by om. Om is our breath, the manifestation of our exhalation, the first beautiful manifestation of our exhalation should be the om. Early in the morning, your first breath should be the om. Between the day, between your troubles, remember the om, and the tension blockages will disappear, light will come. And in the evening, before you are falling into unconsciousness, into the darkness, who knows who will get up, who knows what dreams will come to protect you. It's the om. All the scriptures, all the Vedanta, you can say a thousand a word, you can say big books of the knowledge of life. But in the Vedic tradition we say, from all the words, I am the om. It contains everything. So with all this simplicity, we know nothing, we know so little, but it is not necessary. Know the om and know all. Know the breath and be all. Know the spirit and live all. So therefore, we take this grace of the mantra to bring our energies inside. Take it from the outer world to your inner being and open your inner eye and live not in the senses, but in the awareness of the senses, in the awareness of everything there in the world. Even the good and the bad loses its hollow if it is seen from the inner peace, from the inner detachment, from your inner spiritual life. So try to relax, hold the position, and open yourself like a lotus flower to receive the nectar of this universe. It is not in anybody's hands, but this mystery of the cosmos of wisdom is given to us. But we can try by opening our senses, our inner being, that this message of truth is already inside us, but it must be rediscovered and realized. So feel that the om is like the opening of your lotus flower, the opening of your being to receive the nectar of spirituality, which joins your inner being and the realization of happiness, harmony, this experience. What is religion? What is God? Just to feel good. What is a great saint? Just he is in bliss. And this bliss and light spreads to the outer world. And you have no question anymore. The problems have been solved. It's not necessary to know anything. What is necessary? Knowledge, achievement, success, or your inner happiness? Certainly it is a simplicity what we experience by going inside. So simple. The more simple, the less mind, the less mind, the less intellect, the less intellect, the less problems. So take this wonderful key and use it. Use it to open your life to new spirituality, in addition. Vedic ancient prayer, lead us from falsehood to truth, from the darkness of illusion to the light of wisdom, from the mortality of the body to the immortality of the soul. And there we are in this small and basic understanding of spirituality. Call it mysticism. It is this change from the gross to the subtle, where the breath is a bridge. It links our individual soul with the supreme soul, called yoga, the union, the complete harmony of what is. And this harmony can only be if we bring it to a oneness. And therefore the understanding or the end of the misunderstanding comes and return to spirituality, to yoga. Not that spirituality is something out of the world, something that is not seen, does not exist. On the contrary, it is the real energy of this universe. But we are so deep involved in nature, and still in the depth of the dark age, that we are illuded. We are falling in the illusion that what we can touch is real, and what we cannot touch doesn't exist. But this, don't think, is not real. It is only a phase of evolution. Like we are coming from the light of consciousness, and the light of consciousness has manifested in the elements, in our intelligence, in our ego, in the mantra, in the elements of space, air, fire, water, and earth. Earth is the last darkness of manifestation, the last denseness of all the elements. And we have the pleasure to are the compound of these elements. But that doesn't mean that you are only earth. We are also space. We are also air. We are also knowledge. We are also bliss, the higher senses. But it is evolution. The animal thinks, I am only the body. And until you are eating, drinking, procreation, defense and attack, nothing wrong with the animal life. Nothing wrong with sexual awareness. But think it is just a progress, a process from the dark to the light, from the denseness of spirituality manifested in the senses, in the in matter. And this matter is transformed through the path of yoga, through the mantras, through the prana, into light. So we are in this process. We say this time is at the end of it, can't get any darker. But we are already the messengers of light. We have got the grace through long, long suffering. We are finally are living our pure nature. We have reached and found in yoga a solution. Not a momentary solution like everything in the world or in materialism. It is an eternal solution. Because it is the eternal truth. And this truth is self-realization. Realization that you are not the body, but you are. Call it God, call it the Spirit, call it light, call it beauty, call it the happiness from inside, the harmony. And there is this wonderful change, what we are going through. Yoga, when we are leaving the illusion of the matter that we are the body and turning that we are coming from consciousness and going back to consciousness. Nothing against matter. The wonderful compassion of God is that everything goes in a circle. We are very deep in the senses, enjoy the senses, but they don't last. So by itself, the wheel of time, of evolution, lifts you up to renunciation, to wisdom, to the spiritual. And if you're too much in the spirit, you go back to materialization. So what is the body? What is matter? What is this universe? It's a manifestation of light. Our body is a manifestation, the form of the soul. So there's no aversion against the body. It should be just the most beautiful manifestation of truth on earth. And therefore, this transformation takes place as soon as we turn to the spirit. We call it the invisible, the untouchable. That what cannot be seen is hidden to the human eye, is hidden to our perception. A mystic, that what is mysterious, what cannot be known. And it's strange that we are striving for something what never can be known. Because this highest secret is beyond our physical body, beyond the mind, beyond our emotions. And therefore it is so beautiful, so mystical, so infinite. If you would know God, He would have an end. You said, tell me the next God, and then the next. Like in the world, you enjoy something and then the next and the next. This is the law of matter. But the law of the spirit is absolutely infinite. There will never be an end to your inner bliss. It will never exhaust. The peace of your mind, once gained through the path of yoga, will never end. You cannot lose it because it's your own nature. It's self-realization. The only sacrifice what we have to give is a little break from the outer senses to the inner being. Vivekananda, this beautiful manifestation of intelligence, of mind, was asking his guru, "Can you show me God?" Because nobody could tell him who is God, where he is. Can I speak to him? Nobody could answer this question, who is God? Where he is? What he is? Only Vivekananda, only Ramakrishna. He said, "I see more real than I see you." Wow, that's an answer. And Vivekananda fall to his position, removed all his ignorance. There's somebody who knows. Therefore, we say the one who knows, he doesn't talk. Because that what he knows cannot be put into words. That what he sees is not the body. So that he says, but he is realized, enlightened. He sees the true nature, your soul energy. He sees the beauty, the love, the compassion, the truth in the thing, and not the outer limited vanishing outer outfit. So therefore, the one who knows, he doesn't talk. Because that, what he tries to put into words, is no more what it is. Because that, what is a spirit, is beyond our words, beyond our intelligence. And therefore, it is mystical because we can't grab it. It is beyond our exception. But still, behind the limitation of our intelligence, God has given us perception, experience, to understand something that we could never understand. It goes to the heart. It goes to the feeling of the unspeakable, of the ununderstandable. And therefore, the greatest mystics become silent.